people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to this show on this really pretty morning here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I was driving over this morning with a beautiful sunrise to my back. Cold weather. We've got some nasty stuff in the forecast that may happen later today and tomorrow, some ice. One of the things that we've tried to talk about, do a newsletter about, talk about on Facebook and on the radio is this business about what is put out on the paving. And the thing that we don't recommend, you can see our entire newsletters about the subject on dirtdoctor.com, but basically, it all boils down to don't use salt. What's primarily used around the country, or used more than anything else, I guess, is various kinds of salts, including synthetic fertilizer, which, of course, are salts. And we don't recommend any of that because it's destructive to the soil and the water around the paving areas as, you know, you get to the end of the situation and it gets washed either down into the water stream or kicked over into planting beds, and it's bad for the soil and bad for the plants and all that kind of thing. And the other point is that various sands, from lava sand to just plain old concrete sand or wash sand, granite sand, various kinds of organic meals can be used for the same or less price, do the job, and don't create a problem. So if you have some ice coming up or already have some ice and think about using salt, please don't do that. And if you want to talk about it a little bit more, that's fine. Some of the states, including Texas, are experimenting and using quite a bit some magnesium products, and they're better. But anything you use that's a single element or has a synthetic salt type of a situation, if it's used a lot, it's going to create a problem. So it's better to use something that's pretty much inert, like the sands that we recommend, because they work. Some people have complained that tracking lava sand and granite sand, some of these things inside the buildings, is a little bit of a tidiness problem. But you have the same situation with the salt products and the salt fertilizers. It's just they're not as dark a color, I guess, and people don't think about that. But they're just as much a problem. We will have plenty of time to chat today about whatever you have on your mind. Telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Green Industries, makers of Garrett Juice Pro, and you can see all the information about that, and there's going to be more and more conversation about it and related products as we go on, so stay tuned for that. And also from by Crazy Water. Crazy Water's got something really cool going on. Their Crazy Water Bathhouse is now open. It's been open for a little while. It's really cool. I was looking at the photographs here. I haven't been over there yet to take advantage of it, but I need to do that. It's over in Mineral Wells, Texas, and you can take advantage of their mineral baths and treatment. They use only the water from the springs, and then premium organic and natural products along with it that are great for your skin and environment. You can schedule mineral baths and treatment during the day or stay overnight in the guest rooms that have private mineral baths, and it's really good looking. Historic furniture and everything, and really, really good. And Crazy Water is something I'm definitely hooked on. So if you want to give this a shot, it's over in Mineral Wells. You can get information at their website, drinkcrazywater.com. Here's a telephone number. I don't see an 800 number. There's probably one on here somewhere that I'm missing, but the that's not that big a deal these days anyway. It's 940-325-8870. 940-325-8870 for information about this. And if you book yourself or buy gift cards for baths and treatments, or a guest room before Wednesday, December the 4th. 25% discount is applicable. And let's see, my tea is pretty good this morning. I did the ginger, my usual base, or one of my usual bases, put some bay in it. My bay is getting, it's to the point now where whenever we have an ice storm come in, it's the only thing I ever raise my eyebrows and worry about a little bit, because that evergreen foliage, if we get sleet, you know, gets weighted down and will break limbs. That's happened once before. It actually was okay because it had gotten so big I needed to prune the thing anyway. I don't know how tall it is, 20, 25 feet at least, and getting almost as wide. So with this ice storm coming, we may have some nature pruning of the plant. So bay leaves and ginger and honey is my tea this morning, and it's pretty good. If you haven't tried that, give it a whirl. And I wanted to tell you about some good news and bad news at the SPCA of Dallas. Lucas was adopted from last week. Thank you for that. But Monopoly is still waiting for his forever home. So check out these great dogs on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the SPC Dog of the Week. This is for people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, of course. But wherever you are, there'll be of these kind of rescue operations and others. And so that's just a great way to help some pets and get yourself a great new member of the family. Today's dog, this week's dog, is Tito, and he's a good-looking guy. 61-pound pointer mix. He's white, got a big old curly tail, really energetic. He's already house-trained and can already do some tricks sitting and that sort of thing. So check out Tito. He'd be a great choice for you. He's at the Dallas SPCA. And, again, you can go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on the button there and see Tito and also Monopoly from a couple of weeks ago. I guess it was. I think so. A lot of the dogs have been adopted, but Monopoly still needs a little help there. A lot of questions came in over the past couple of weeks about these little black insects, and they were gathering on the windows and the screens and things like that, gathering around porches, and they were just they weren't stinging or hurting anything. They were just a nuisance. What they turn out to be, and I should have thought of this when it came up. I haven't seen them around my place. This is the little insect. It's a psyllid, and it looks like a teeny tiny little cicada when you see it. I think we may have a photograph on the website now. If we don't, we will do that. If you do a search, you can find photographs pretty quickly if you want to see it. But it's the hackberry gall psyllid is what it is. It's the little psyllid that lays eggs, overwinters in the bark of trees, lays eggs on the back of leaves. The nymphs form and start to feed, and that creates that ubiquitous gall that you see on the hackberries, on every hackberry tree out there. You'll see a few that don't have it, and those are probably where people have sprayed on a regular basis with some kind of organic spray. It could have been possibly a toxic spray, but spraying on a regular basis like we recommend with the Garrett juice mixture as the base, and then having a little orange oil or bio wash or something like that added, probably the Garrett juice by itself helps to a degree to keep those that overwinter. And that's why we recommend spraying every part of the tree, the ground and the flare and the trunk. Flare and the trunk are part of the same part of the tree. And the limbs, and that's because that's where a lot of these overwintering insects are hanging out. And so it helps you a lot to not have this basically cosmetic problem. It's not an insect you have to worry about too much, but it does cause the galls that you see, the bumps on the leaves of the hackberry. And that's what those insects are. You can kill them if they've congregated and you still have them around with all kind of gentle organic pest control products like the orange oil or the bio wash, or you can use neem products if you want to. That's probably the heaviest artillery you need to use for these things. You can also vacuum them up if they've congregated. Kind of the same thing goes for the Harmonia ladybugs if they're trying to come in your house. And that we'll start getting calls about them about this time. The Japanese ladybug congregates and tries to come in the house. They're beneficial ladybugs, but they're kind of a nuisance when they come in the house. You can scoop them up, throw them outside, or vacuum them, whatever you want to do there. There's no reason in the world to spray them. Well, I'm Howard Garrett. We'll take a break and then start going to the phones pretty quick here. I got one more thing to do, but the number is 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro, and Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Order today and receive their special offer or buy one, get one free. Call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. Order today. Buy one, get one free. That's 877-655-2121. Or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink. But now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells. And it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water. So good, it's crazy.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Kay jumped on here early, and she's already been holding, so I'm going to talk to her, help her out first, and then I'll finish up on a couple of things that I need to talk about. That number, if you want to get in line here, is 1-866-444-3478. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I'd like to know how to protect my parsley through all this that's coming. I have a good bit of it in the garden.
Okay. Do you have any floating row cover?
No, I don't.
Well, if you ease down to the feed store, the farm store, or the local nursery, you might call around first. Every retail store that sells any kind of gardening and landscaping stuff should have what's generically called floating row cover. It's a lightweight spun material, and you simply, it's called floating row cover because you just put it over the entire bed, and it kind of floats there. It touches the top of the plants. Or you can put little stakes up so it's above the plants and doesn't touch the plants. That actually will give you a little bit more protection. But the floating row cover will give you about 5 degrees protection, and you don't even have to go out and take it off the next day if you don't want to. If you get busy or the weather stays bad or whatever, you can literally leave it on there, you know, for an extended period of time because it breathes, unlike plastic, and it also lets the sunlight in, so the plants keep growing. In fact, some people think that it actually helps the sunlight because of the way it breaks it and makes it go all different directions when it goes through the fabric. But there's several different brand names. That's not a brand name. Floating row cover is just the generic term for it. There are probably 7 or 8 different brand names. If you go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on floating row cover in the library, it lists a whole bunch of the brand names there. The other thing that I should ask is, have you been organic to this point?
Oh, yes. Well, 11 years.
Okay. Well, when you're organic, you're going to have 4 or 5 degrees protection just from that, especially if you have been using a Garrett juice mixture or fish and seaweed, any mixture that contains liquid seaweed. Seaweed itself will increase the hardiness and the frost protection. On the other hand, I should say this, that parsley is pretty tough, too. You know,
about what temperature can it endure?
Well, it can take some frost. Now, what the exact temperature is where it would get hurt is another issue. It would be good to go ahead and cover it up and just keep everything, you know, absolutely protected. But parsley's definitely in that category of being able to take a little bit of frosty weather.
Is there something that I could use that I would have at home? I really don't want to go into town today.
Well, the closest I guess you could come to floating row cover K would be just sheets, and sheets would have to they should be propped up on some kind of wooden stakes or twigs or something that you put in the ground, because it's a lot heavier than this floating row cover I'm talking about. And you need to go out once it warms up and take it off, because it's going to probably trap heat and build up some heat. Plastic would absolutely do that. You have to get it off. You're going to burn your plants up. After the cold goes away and the sun comes out, you create a mini greenhouse effect, and you can really do a lot more damage than the frost would do.
Okay.
So if you don't want to go out, sheets would be the next best choice. But I would recommend not only to you but everybody listening that you stock up on some of this floating row cover and always have it around for freeze, because we're going to have some more freezing weather coming on, and it's by far the best tool you can use.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. Talk to you later. And there's open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Which gives me a chance to catch up on a couple of things. Fertilizer has been kind of in some of the people that don't recommend organics commentaries lately. And it dawned on me this morning that there's probably people, you know, always joining us that don't understand the basis, the basic premise of what we talk about here with this organic program. And the most important thing that we ever talk about is fertilizer, using the proper kind of fertilizers. And I think the biggest environmental problem that we have in this country and other countries as well is synthetic fertilizer use. I think it's far more destructive to the soil and the water and the air than the pesticides are. And, you know, I don't like synthetic pesticides. I think they're terrible. And we have organic alternatives, you know, in all the cases, any kind of insect or disease issue that comes up. The toughest one is the herbicide category, but we have answers there, and there's more coming on the market, and there's more research being done all the time. But for insects and diseases, there's just absolutely no reason to ever use a pesticide. But the thing I think that fools people the most is that they hear folks say that the plants can't tell the difference between organic fertilizer and synthetic fertilizer, and that's total nonsense. They absolutely can, for a lot of reasons. One is that, and the most important one probably to talk about, is that there is no carbon in synthetic fertilizers. Some people would try to argue a little bit, I guess, that there's a little bit of carbon in urea, but, you know, not enough to make any difference for what I'm going to talk about. But the big difference is that synthetic fertilizers have no carbon. The organic fertilizers have carbon and help to build it in the soil. That's the big difference. They try to say that the way nutrients get into the plant is exactly the same with the synthetic fertilizers as the organic, and that's not true. I'll talk about it a little more when I come back, and then we'll go to the phones. Howard Garrett, back in a minute.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers announced last night is being described as an initial six-month step. It is designed to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the easing of some crippling economic sanctions. Meanwhile, the AP has learned that the catalyst for this interim deal was a series of secret face-to-face talks between Tehran and Washington over the past year that the Obama administration did not reveal to anybody, including allies. Holiday travelers in the east could face problems later this week from a wintry blast making its way from the west. 8 deaths have been recorded so far, with heavy snow falling in New Mexico and Texas. And the Rhodes Trust says 32 U.S. men and women have been named Rhodes Scholars and will enter Oxford University next October. The winners were selected from 857 applicants. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Voss. San Antonio and Indiana continue to top the NBA standings with 12-1 records. After the Spurs beat his Cavaliers 126-96, Cleveland guard Kyrie Irving says they were no matchup for the Spurs.
Coming in their house playing against a good San Antonio team, you got to bring it for a full 48 and, you know, starting off the game, they got into a good, comfortable rhythm. You know, you're just going to stop them.
Indiana down Philadelphia 106-98 to also go to 12-1. Pacers guard Paul George with 19 points was asked about the difference in the game.
Defense. We held on again through defense. You know, the last 6 minutes, we came together and put it away defensively.
Miami's 10-3 after a 101-91 win over Orlando. It was Houston 112, Minnesota 101, the Clippers 103, Sacramento 102, Washington 98, New York 89, Boston 94, Atlanta 87, Charlotte 96, Milwaukee 72, Denver 102, Dallas 100, and Portland beat Golden State 113-101. This is SRN Sports. Chicago plays with the LA Clippers today. The Bulls spent all of last season without Derrick Rose because of a serious left knee injury. Now they're going to spend even more time without their top point guard because of a torn meniscus in his right knee that will require surgery. A timetable for his return was not immediately clear. Rose had an MRI in LA after he was injured during Friday's loss at Portland. In the NHL, Montreal beat Pittsburgh 3-2. Penguins center Sidney Crosby says playing catch-up hockey caught up with him.
We started off good. It was tough, I think, in the second with, you know, giving them three power plays. They got a lot of momentum from that.
Boston beat Carolina 3-2 in overtime. Pair of shootout winners, Minnesota 3-2 over Winnipeg and Toronto 2-1 over Washington. Elsewhere, it was Philadelphia 5-2 over the Islanders. Ottawa 4, Detroit 2, Anaheim 4, Phoenix 2, St. Louis 6, Dallas 1. The New York Rangers beat Nashville 2-0. It was Chicago 2, Vancouver 1. Colorado in overtime over Los Angeles 1-0. San Jose beat New Jersey 2-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Finishing up on this fertilizer comment, and then I've got another caller about some freeze information. The fact that synthetic fertilizers don't have any carbon, first of all, they're basically salts, so you're putting out salt every time you put out synthetic fertilizer, and you understand the problem that causes. But the fact that it doesn't have any carbon in it creates another problem. The microbes that help make the nutrients available to plants have to have carbon. And if they don't have carbon from the food, from the amendments, from the mulch, from the different things that you're doing to the soil and around your plants, they're going to get the carbon somewhere. And where they get it is from the soil. And that's why you see with the use of non-organic techniques, synthetic fertilizers, not mulching properly and everything. You see the soil have its carbon burned out, its organic matter, and it gets weaker and weaker and produces less and less with each application of fertilizer. There's no question about it, and there's all kinds of information about it on our website and my books and everybody else's book. In fact, one of the things I was going to point out was there's a book written that even shows that synthetic fertilizer, that organic fertilizer or any kind of food for plants doesn't have to break down into the basic elements to go into the plant. Another argument that's made by the synthetic fertilizer pushers. There's a lady and by the name of Bargella Radiver, and I don't have her book on our website in my recommended book. So what I'm going to do, I made a note to do one of our next newsletters about the books that I recommend. Her books, and she's got two of them. One is a great big book, and it's fairly expensive. It used to be really expensive back when she was alive, but now Acres USA sells it, and it's a reasonably priced book for what it is. It's very large. She does or at least used to, because I've got a copy of it, a GBC-bound book that's kind of the basic information from the big book. That's much more affordable to buy. But either one of them shows photographs of what's called mycocytosis. And it is process, I believe that's the right term. If it's not, I'll give you the right one later. But I think it's something like that. Basically what it means is that a plant can absorb chunks of material, not just basic elements. And she doesn't just theorize on it. She's got photographs of it, scanning electron microscope photographs of it going on. And her book, you know, is all about that, about how organic feeding is completely different than the way a synthetic fertilizer goes into solution and only enters the plant that way. So people that say there's no difference in how the plant gets the fertilizer don't know what they're talking about, because there are huge differences. And I'll get her book is really good. She's no longer alive. Like I said, she's a German that taught organics in California for a long time. She actually commuted long distance to teach classes. She was one of the first to ever teach classes and really promote this thing that we all now call the natural organic approach. Well, we'll do a newsletter on all the books that I recommend besides my own books and get hers added to that, because it is now available. If you want to try to find it before I do that, you can go to Acres USA and go into their library of books, and they have her book there. So a lot of other people talk about it too. Arden Anderson is another guy who has a brand new book, and I've been meaning to call Arden. He's been somewhat of a friend for a long time. We don't know each other that well, but he's got a brand new book that covers all of the things that we talk about from the standpoint that he is not only a horticulture expert and consultant and has been for a long time, but he decided that human health was so closely related, he went back to school and became a doctor. So he's a physician and an organic practitioner and writes books, and we'll try to have Arden on sometime soon as well. If you've got any questions about organic fertilizer, we can go on for days and days talking about the differences and what which ones I recommend and all that. But that's the basis of it right there. Harry in Dallas next up. Hello, Harry.
Oh, good morning, sir. I live in an apartment complex over here near SMU, and we have a community garden, and I'm teaching all these young whippersnappers how you can actually pull onions out of the ground, eat fresh ones,
right,
and peppers and so forth. But right now, my peppers are they're 4 foot tall at least, maybe five, and they're still producing really well. I was going to go down here and pick them before the freeze gets in.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, should I go ahead and cover them with sheets? Because I picked up some sheets at garage sales yesterday, and I was going to cover them and put some poles next to them to keep the sheets off of the plant itself. And because last year I grew them all the way through almost the end of December.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worth a shot at it, or should I just go ahead and give up for the year?
Yeah, you never know around here. Sometimes our winters are so mild, you can create little greenhouse situations like you're talking about. You must not have heard the first caller. It was about the same thing, protecting parsley in that case. Peppers are tougher to protect because they're much more sensitive to frost. But
yes,
if you build a little greenhouse-type situation there with stakes of some kind and use the sheets that you've got, and then if you can do the extra step of running some electricity there, you can put a light bulb under there and create kind of a little a greenhouse effect, and you can get through some freezing temperature with the peppers. Peppers can also, if you ever have them in pots, be protected in a greenhouse-type situation inside. They are actually perennial. And you can you can carry them from season to season. A lot of people don't realize that. They think they're annual plants, but they're perennials. And so protecting them would be the way to go. Floating row cover would work also in this case to at least give you protection through some mild, mildish frosts, which it looks like we're going to be having for a while. But adding a light bulb or a string of, you know, Christmas lights rolled up inside, you know, to give off the heat that way would give you even more protection and keep those peppers going for you longer.
All right, well, here's the strange part, is it's right next to where the washers and dryers are, and the dryer vents blow out there.
Oh, cool.
If I made a big tent, could I use that, just let that dryer vents blow in there and keep it warm?
I think that'd be a great idea.
All right, now what about my collard greens and mustard greens?
Same thing, except they're tougher. Yeah, if you get the floating row cover, which I've been talking about this morning, any of the garden centers, any of the feed stores should have it in stock. Long-term, if you continue to help with this, which I hope you do, you need to get involved with the floating row cover for sure. The cool season plants like the greens and spinaches and broccolis and things like that, the floating row cover is really a much, much better way to go than the sheets are.
Floating row cover.
Generically. Yeah, that's not a brand name.
Okay. Well, I woke up late and I didn't catch the first one. So
no problem.
I appreciate you letting me know that.
Yeah, look on my website on dirtdoctor.com under floating row cover in the library. And I mentioned we did a newsletter on it some time ago. And I've mentioned a lot of different brand names that you might run into.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it, sir. You have a wonderful day and a happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
You too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. An open line for you at 866-444-3478. Okay, next on my list, one that's quick and then one that's going to take a little longer. I put on my Facebook page a picture 2 days ago of my Dublin Bay at the office in the Experimental Gardens, just blooming like crazy, just loving the cool weather. And I put it on there just for information and to let people know that's a good variety to try. Dublin Bay. It's red, beautiful. If you don't have a way to go to Facebook, that's what it looks. It's a climbing, big growing red rose that blooms all season long and right up until frost like we're having now. When you go to Facebook, you'll see one of the notes is from a gardener in Colorado that says that hers was blooming just the same in Colorado. So it's a tough one and just a good one for you to put on your list. Check out what all's going on Facebook. It's Howard Garrett, comma, the Dirt Doctor, if you want to go see all that. And then this, which will raise eyebrows and also hopefully get some people involved to see what we can do and what we can do. I don't know. I really don't know about this. It's from a listener. I'm not going to say her name, but goes like this. My daughter, a nurse at a local hospital, is now facing job termination along with any other employees of the corporation who refuse to take the flu vaccine. She has no need of the vaccine since she never gets the flu and prevents it holistically with herbs, homeopathy, and other alternative treatments. I am a cancer survivor and as such have learned much about nutritive prevention and treatment of disease and have passed this on to her. She feels like her employer does not have the right to force her to put things in her body that she doesn't agree with. This is especially true of the vaccines, which contain mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, detergents, antibiotics. So they're all toxic to hearing and the kidneys. Any or all of these can cause neurological conditions such as Guillain-Barré, autism, and other diseases. We actually have a friend who has a young son who was normal prior to vaccination and became autistic afterward. Do you know of any Texas or federal law that she could stand by in taking a stand against getting this vaccine? I've asked a local attorney about this, and he says that this mandate from the CDC and FDA is a violation of a right to privacy. However, he does not feel that we would win the fight, though he would be willing to do so if she chooses. He said that the healthcare organizations would hire more attorneys and spend more money than we could afford because they could not afford to lose this case. If they did, then everybody else who worked in this situation would follow suit, paraphrasing what she said there. And then finally, today is the last day to get the shot. Afterwards, there's a 10-day grace period. But a nurse in the employee health told her the other day that you don't want to wait till the grace period. That would make you look like you're dragging your feet, kicking and screaming to get the shot. That's basically what is happening. And she's asking me what to do. And I don't know. This would be tough. Let me give an answer to this and a response to all of it when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We have open lines for you. Talk about gardening or health or whatever you'd like to discuss at 866-444-3478. Don't go away. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and the number's 866-444-3478. Before we go back to the phone, let me finish with a comment about the flu shots. And every time I comment on this or write about it, it stirs up a can of worms, because there's a lot of people out there that recommend flu shots and a lot of people that are giving them away and making special deals, and the government agencies and nonprofit agencies all across the board are recommending flu shots. I don't take flu shots. I never have. I've never had the flu either. Thinking yesterday, people were talking about whether they had their annual bout with a cold. I never have that either. Knock on wood. It doesn't mean I can't have something really bad at some point, but so far it's worked out very well. I'm a lucky guy in that my daughter is already grown, because what goes along with this story that I just talked about the nurse that's being ordered to take a flu shot or lose her job, is that that's happening to school kids now too. My business partner's two girls apparently were in that same category, and I don't know what he finally did. If I had to address that today with Logan, I'd probably end up in jail. It would be a bad deal. I see all kinds of problems with it, and I feel very frustrated that I can't give good advice about what to do, because if you refuse to do this and lose your job, you know, that's bad too. I think the only thing that I can recommend is to go to websites that you know are definitely on your side. Mercola, Dr. Mercola is definitely one of those. Go to Mercola.com. Go to the other sites and get involved with the communities, the social communities there, where people are facing the same problem. Our forums, we talk about it on our in our forums on dirtdoctor.com. Facebook, people that are interested in this subject, by all means, go to our Facebook and share information and maybe share names about what people are doing in other parts of the country and so forth. But I lucked out when Logan grew up. She wasn't ordered to do that at school. And, apparently that's starting to happen across the board out there. And what we can do is just all talk about it and get together and get involved, especially with some of these doctors like Mercola, who have tons and tons of research and evidence about why you should not do flu shots. And other than that, that's all we can do. Anybody wants to talk to it, talk about it some, like Pamela, who is next up, please call us. Good morning, Pamela.
Well, good morning, Howard. Thank you for being who you are. I appreciate you. My comment about the – I, too, had children with the vaccines, and like yourself, I would go to jail. At the time that my children were in school, Texas – I can't speak for any other states, but other states are similar. They had an opt-out by either having a doctor's excuse mm-hmm. that it would cause something, or that you under religion.
Right.
And so I chose the religion because I couldn't find a neuropathic a doctor real quick that would sign for it.
Okay.
But you have to write to the state, and they don't tell you that at schools. And I could be mistaken, but I think that's still in effect.
Well, that's a good tip. That's a good tip.
I'm pretty certain of it, because you just literally have to write to the state and request it, which most people don't do, nor at the schools do they tell you to do.
So you just took the position that your religion prevents you from doing that,
You don't have to say what it's from. Now, I live in a very small town of 1,200 people, and so we all know each other. And the school nurse was one of my best friends, and we were in an argument. I've never known you to be this religious, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you don't know what I do in my home.
Well, that's an interesting angle. But whatever works, in my opinion,
absolutely.
In this case.
The other thing that I haven't heard anyone speak of, you know, you've got these, like you said, these grocery stores that are even giving out.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's all over the place.
Right. And now I did read something a year or two ago where a nurse, a similar situation to the lady you were talking about, up in Chicago area, that did get fired.
Mm-hmm.
They had X amount of months to get it done, and she didn't, and it did result in her being that way. Let's look at this. Let's take another subject matter. The people that are actually going to give you that flu shot, ask the lawyer to write up some sort of an agreement that if you get sick or you have adverse infections from that flu shot, that they're responsible and that you will be able to be that they will be able to be sued.
You know what the problem with that idea is, Pamela, is it's very difficult to prove, you know, if you came down with something that it was actually that shot specifically that did it. It'd be very difficult to prove.
Well, it would, but let's think about the people that are giving these shots. They're not going to want to take the responsibility.
It's an interesting angle, sure. I think
At least they'll speak up a little bit more, maybe.
I think it's a good point to at least consider. You apparently had a tree question. Can you hold over with me a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let me put you on hold. And those of you on the line, hang on. We'll talk about trees and landscaping and composting and pest control, not just flu shots. But it's in the news, along with health in general, a gigantic part of the news, obviously. So, you know, you can't just ignore it, stick our heads in the sand and ignore it. So whatever you'd like to talk about is fine with me. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Get our newsletter. Just tell us your email address and that you want it, and that's all you have to do. I'll be back.